The Philadelphia Craft Show continues this weekend at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, featuring some 1,000 artisans and their wares. One of them is a potter from Afghanistan who's keeping alive a traditional ceramic technique that was almost wiped out by the Taliban. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
Nowhere else in the world except Afghanistan can you get pottery with a certain turquoise hue. A native desert plant grows there, the Ishkar plant, that has the right chemical properties to give pots and bowls a signature earthy green color. Abdul Mateen Malikzada comes from generations of artisans who have been making traditional Ishkar pottery in the village of Istalif. It was once a center for artists doing this kind of work. Speaking through a translator, Malikzada said in the 1990s he had to flee Istalif when the Taliban destroyed that village.
There was actually no sign of life in the village when Taliban came and they burned down the village. Even the trees were burned down, the houses were burnt. There was nothing, no people there.
Although he survived the sacking of his village, Malikzada said all the artists scattered and the centuries-old tradition of Ishkar pottery pretty much halted. But since the fall of the Taliban in 2001, craft work in Afghanistan has started to come back with the help of non-governmental organizations like Turquoise Mountain, which trains and promotes traditional Afghanistan artisans. Bilal Askariar of Turquoise Mountain says it is as crucial now to promote Afghanistan as it was 15 years ago.
Especially today after this election, where the role of Muslims, immigrants, people from different places are put into question, we want to show that Afghans, Afghan Americans, people from the Islamic world are capable of making beautiful things, that they're not just known for terrorism and war.
The potter, Malikzada, will be at the Philadelphia Craft Show all weekend demonstrating his throne pottery technique. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.